From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Stocks are moving higher on encouraging economic news out today for the U.S., confidence that Ireland will get a handle on its debt crisis, and the rebirth of General Motors. The roar of a Chevy Camaro on the New York Stock Exchange ushering in GM's return to publicly traded life for the first time since bankruptcy. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports some of the first in line to buy the stock were GM employees and retirees.
GM set aside 5% of the shares in this initial sale of stock for the company's nearly 700,000 employees, retirees, and dealers. They had the opportunity to buy the stock at its low opening price. GM retiree John Christie is one of them. He says the sale repairs some of the damage from GM's bankruptcy.
It hurt a lot, but we can't stay there. You know, we do have to move on, and this looks like the new GM is starting to come out. I guess at least in some small way, I want to be a part of that.
The proceeds from the sale go to paying back the union, the U.S., and Canadian governments, as well as shoring up GM's pension fund. GM's stock sale is expected to raise upward of $20 billion. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
The House Ethics Committee has been deliberating on whether to censure Congressman Charles Rangel of New York. He was convicted this week on 11 counts of ethics violations. Earlier, Republican Congressman Joe Bonner of Alabama said Rangel only had himself to blame.
It is my unwavering view that the actions, decision, and behavior of our colleague from New York can no longer reflect either honor or integrity.
But Rangel said he may have been sloppy but not corrupt, whatever his financial dealings.
Never was there an intent to hide anything from my constituents or from the IRS.
The censure requires a vote disapproving Rangel's conduct and an oral rebuke by the Speaker on the floor of the House. Afghanistan will be near the top of President Obama's agenda in Lisbon over the next 2 days. NPR's Ari Shapiro will be traveling with the president to the NATO summit in Portugal.
Almost a third of the troops in Afghanistan are not American, so the NATO summit will be a moment for the countries involved in the Afghan war to regroup, discuss lessons learned, and plot a way forward. General Doug Lute is President Obama's special assistant for Afghanistan and Pakistan. He told reporters the goal is to begin withdrawing troops next July and finish the process by 2014.
During this process, to reassure the Afghans that as they stand up, they will not have to stand alone. NATO is expected to endorse a enduring partnership with Afghanistan.
NATO will also adopt a new strategic concept at this summit for the first time in more than a decade. That document redefines the organization's role to adapt to 21st century challenges such as terrorism and cybersecurity. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
This is NPR. The Nobel Peace Prize may not be handed out this year because China is expected to prevent family members of imprisoned recipient Liu Xiaobo from attending the ceremony in Oslo December 11th. An official says China launched the strongest campaign yet to affect attendance. Delegations from six countries, including Russia, have declined invitations to the ceremony. A backstage drama in Hollywood has erupted into the courts. The group that runs the annual Golden Globe Awards has filed suit against the company that produces the TV show. NPR's Netta Ulaby has details.
The Golden Globes telecast has been produced by Dick Clark Productions since 1983.
We're celebrating the very best in film and television.
Ratings have been up for the past 2 years. The awards belong to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. It's accusing Dick Clark Productions of trying to steal control over the show. In a breach of contract lawsuit filed Wednesday, it alleged Dick Clark Productions was secretly making deals with NBC. It should be noted, Dick Clark Productions is no longer controlled by Dick Clark. It was sold 3 years ago to the controversial owner of the Washington Redskins, Dan Snyder. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A 19-year-old Dove, the Barefoot Bandit, pleads not guilty to federal charges against him. In Seattle today, Colton Harris Moore decided to fight the charges that include the interstate transportation of a stolen plane. His attorney says he's trying to negotiate a plea deal that could involve using money for movie or book deals to reimburse theft victims. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 173 points at 11,181. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.